Welcome to Quilt Cabana Corner. I'm Sandy Caldwell, and on today's episode, we will be interviewing my mom, Judy Holmes. We will also be doing a magazine roundup, and I will be presenting you with Sandy's 10 Bobbins of Wisdom. So let's get ready and have some fun today. So the first magazine I picked up was Quilt Sampler from Better Homes and Gardens, and I really loved it because what they did inside this issue, which is the spring-summer one, was an ultimate shop hop. They visited 11 top stores across the country, from New Hampshire all the way to California and Hawaii, and they had stops in between in Washington, California, Wyoming, Minnesota, Texas, Tennessee, Illinois, Michigan, and North Carolina. And each shop gets its own small article with photos of the shop and an interview with the owners and a quilt pattern that they're offering. But one shop in particular caught my eye, and that was the one that is in, let me just make sure I have the right name here. It's the one that's in Wyoming, and it is called Friends and Company Quilt Shop, owned by Arnold and Vicki Millette. Now, Arnold and Vicki have a beautiful shop, but sort of a sad story is they lost a young son very early to cancer, and his name was Benjamin, and Benjamin was known for his fabulous smile. So the project that they are doing to honor Benjamin's memory is having people make pillowcases to go on travel-sized pillows, and they are donating those to the Ronald McDonald houses. And I thought it was just such a great idea. A travel-sized pillow doesn't take much to make. So I sent an email to Vicki, a snail mail, requesting a label. And when she sends me my label, I will go ahead and make my pillowcases and pillows, and I'll either bring them to the Ronald McDonald House closest to me, or I will mail them back to Vicki, and she will send them out. So I thought that was really a fabulous project to be involved with, just to put a smile on a young child's face who's sick and not at home and wishing they had something comforting. I know a lot of us do charity quilts, and this is just something that you can do very quickly. But all of the pictures in this magazine are unbelievable to see how everybody sets their shops up differently. And I think I've learned that if you want to own a quilt shop, you really have to have the first name of Vicki. It seems like everybody's name in this magazine is Vicki or Sue. So I guess I'll have to change my name if I want to open a quilt shop. So that was it for that magazine. In the next magazine, which is McCall's Quilting, July-August issue, I found a beautiful quilt designed by Renee Peterson, and it's called Radiance. And it says, this gorgeous quilt is all about color. It's foundation paper pieced, but it is a log cabin, and half of every log cabin block is done in solid black. And when you put all those beautiful colors that are on the opposite side of the log cabin, and she's got greens and orange and purple and blue, very bright colors, it makes a stunning quilt that looks like color is just radiating out. It is a true beauty. So if you have that magazine, you should turn to page 36, because I guarantee you're going to love it just as much as I do. And on page 50 is the winner of the Quilt Design Star Challenge, and the winner was Kathleen Whiting, and I'm sure probably a lot of you are familiar with her daughter Natalia Bonner from Peace and Quilt. Well, Kathleen is Natalia's mom, and she designed this beautiful quilt wall hanging. It's called It's for the Birds, and you can get a good look at that on page 50 and 51, and there are instructions for how to make it. She did a really fabulous job on that. And then on page 54, Holly Holderman has designed a really pretty quilt called Tisket a Tasket, and it's flower baskets, but the fabric she chose are polka dots, and some of the baskets are cherries, not flowers, and it's very summery and would make such a wonderful wall hanging or a little lap quilt for even like your back porch, if you have a nice back porch that you hang out on. Very, very pretty. And on page 59, Ellie Brown, who I believe is one of the editors of this magazine, she made a beautiful quilt called Caribbean Sunset, and those are all blues and yellows and things that you would see near the ocean. Very, very pretty. And on page 62, we have some adorable wool mats. They're fast to stitch, fun to display, and it says you can add one to your picnic table or make them as gifts, and they have embroidery on them, which is a great on-the-go project. And they show three of them. It's really cute. One is watermelon, and one looks like it's cute little bumblebee. Oh, fireflies. I was going to say bumblebees because I just saw yellow, but fireflies, and another one that has posies. Those are real cute, too. So let's see if there was anything else in this magazine. Let me finish thumbing through here. No, I think that was it for that magazine. For catalogs this month, I received one from a company called The Stitchery. It's their Summer Preview Catalog 2011. I've never received that catalog before, and I don't know how I got it. I'm awfully glad I did, because I like to look through it, although it does say, if I don't order anything from it, I won't be receiving it again, which is sad to me, because I like to mull over these things before I decide if I'm going to order something. And sometimes I like to see more than one, because they have new products. But this is largely cross-stitch, but they did have a few, quote, related cross-stitch projects. Pincushions and wall hangings that were really cute, and a very cute cross-stitch that's called Don't Mess With My Crafts. And it's a looks like it's someone's crafts room. It says, don't touch a thing, and it's got all kinds of craft-related stuff on it. Yarn and scissors and tape and glue. It's awfully cute. So if you got that in the mail, take a little look through that. And I was also so happy to see my keepsake quilter came from Keepsake Quilting. They always have beautiful fabrics and patterns in their catalog. It's like Christmas when it arrives. I particularly like on page A16 the Ho Ho Holiday Placemats. They're peppermint twist. They look like those peppermint star candies. And they have the little twists that look like maybe it's tulle or something. They're adorable, and they show four of them lined up together. Two are in green, and two are green and white, and two are in red and white. Absolutely adorable. And then I also just want to remind you that they do run a challenge every, I don't know how often they do it, but they just announced the winner of one. And the last challenge was on log cabin quilts. And they do little interviews with the people who have won the challenge. And then this challenge that's coming up, what you do is you buy a kit from them. I think it's for $15, and you have to use what's in the kit, plus I believe two other fabrics of your choice, and you make the quilt, and they are judged up there, and there are prizes. So the call for entries this time is enter the Create a Botanical Keepsake Challenge, and you are judged on your creativity, your use of color, workmanship, and design balance. So you challenge yourself to make a one-of-a-kind quilt from the six-piece medley. You receive a special 24x44 cut of a large-scale focal print and fat quarters of the other prints, and it's actually $17.99. And you can read all about this on their website or on page 48 of their latest catalog. And the dollar amounts for winning are pretty good. First place is $500, second place $300, third place $100, and honorable mentions of $50, and a staff's choice award of $200. So if you think you're up for creating a botanical quilt, you should check this out, because for $18 you'll get your fabrics, pretty much all of them, and a chance to win some money. So that's pretty cool. So I don't want to waste too much time on the magazine roundup today, because we do have some other things to get to. Most notably our interview with Judy, which will come at the end of the podcast. So I just want to say a couple of things. One is I would like to let you all know that my book, Little Quilts for Big Occasions, is finally out. Yahoo! You can find it on Amazon, in Joann stores, in Hancock Fabrics. I have some listed on eBay. I noticed some other shop sellers do as well. And you can also get on the Leisure Arts Boutique and through my website, which now has the website store hooked into my Etsy store. So you can go to www.quiltcabanapatterns.com and you can find all of the information on the book. It's 7 fun and festive wall hangings. It's pretty much a wall hanging for every occasion. They're small, like 20 by 20-ish. They work up very quickly in a weekend. They make perfect church fair crafts, perfect gifts. So I hope that you will get a copy. I'm very, very proud of the book, and I hope that you will love it as much as I do. And it is for sale for $9.95, which is a pretty good price, and you get 7 great projects. So please do check that out. And then I also wanted to say that if you enjoy the podcast, please leave me a comment on iTunes so that other people will know that this is a good podcast for them to listen to as well. I think I've had the same four comments up there, which I love and appreciate, but I'd love to see some more, too, so please stop on by iTunes and leave a review there. Now, I also want to send a big shout-out to my new Twitter friend, Victoria Stark, who is in Hawaii. Victoria sends me these wonderful, thoughtful tweets all the time, and I really do appreciate it, Victoria. You really make my day. And also shout-outs to Robin and to Sandy Hausner from Quilting for the Rest of Us, who I hear from on Twitter occasionally, too. So hello to all of you, and thanks for listening to the podcast and for being my Twitter friends. So if you would like to join me on Twitter, I'm under Quilt Cabana there. I also have a Facebook fan page under Quilt Cabana Patterns, and also on the blog, which is through Quilt Cabana Patterns. So you can join me all those different places. Recently, I've been hearing a lot about Marie Boswick's books. I know Mark Lipinski did an interview with her recently, and I believe that Pat Sloan is also doing something with Marie Boswick. I had not heard of her books before. It looks like there are four of them, and they are all quilt-related. One is called A Single Thread, A Thread of Truth, Threading the Needle, and A Thread So Thin. So I am going to try over the summer to read a few of those books. I will start with the first one in the series, and then I'll review them when we come back in September. I will probably not be podcasting in July and August, as I'll be busy with my girls and trying to get my own quilting done, and it's awfully hard to record a podcast in a house with kids in it because it tends to be too noisy. So anyways, one day in my quilt room, I was peacefully and quietly piecing and sewing and stitching, and it occurred to me a few little pearls of wisdom that I thought I should pass along to other quilters. And in fact, I decided to call them not pearls of wisdom, but bobbins of wisdom. So I present to you Sandy's 10 Bobbins of Wisdom. I hope that these help you out in some way, or that you might want to share them. I will put them on my blog for you. So here we go. Number 1, don't quilt when you're hungry. You won't be able to concentrate on your project, only on what's in your pantry. Number 2, don't buy fabric that is so expensive you can't afford to make a mistake. Number 3, don't assume a project is too hard without first trying it. Use scraps to make a sample first. Number 4, size or starch your quilt patches before stitching them together in a block. This will make them stiffer and easier to work with. Number 5. Don't take kids to quilt shows unless you plan on bribing them with raffle tickets and a dinner afterwards. Number 6. Try piecing in peace and quiet. It's amazing how creative a quiet mind can be without the distraction of TV or radio. Number 7. If you want your pieced blocks to come out exactly the right size, use a scant quarter inch as a seam allowance instead of a full quarter inch. Number 8. Quilting is way more fun when it's a shared passion. Find a friend to quilt with, or better yet, teach a friend to quilt. Number 9. If you're going to continually stalk the good folks of the United States Postal Service for deliveries of quilting items, magazines, and catalogs, at least make them some cookies or fudge around the holidays. And number 10. Don't be offended when non-quilters don't get as excited about your latest project as you think they should. Chances are, they just don't get it. But don't worry, everyone in the quilting world thinks you're a rock star for putting in the effort. So those are my little bobbins of wisdom to share with you today. I thought they were kind of funny to pass along. Anyways, without further ado, let's have our interview with my mom, Judy Holmes. Here we go. Hi, Judy. Welcome to the podcast. How are you today?
I'm great, Sandy. How are you doing?
I'm good. You ready for your interview?
Yes, I am.
All right, let's get started. When did you first start sewing?
In the fourth grade, I attended hand sewing classes and made a gingham apron. In the seventh grade, I learned how to sew on an electric sewing machine. They also had a treadle machine, which I knew how to use. During the 1970s, I took stretch and sew lessons and made a complete wardrobe of clothes, including a bathing suit and a cardigan sweater. From that course, I continued on and made myself and my two daughters lots of clothes.
Okay, what is the first project you ever made?
In the eighth grade, my girlfriend and I each made a pink jumper for ourselves. It came out well.
What type of quilting projects do you enjoy making the most?
I love to make quilted jackets, quilted pocketbooks, wall hangings, and landscape quilts.
Do you have a favorite tool or notion?
My favorite tool on my sewing machine is the automatic needle threader. I can't live without it. I also love the Clover desk needle threader for hand sewing.
I love my desk needle threader also, and we did review that on a podcast earlier in the season. Where is your favorite place to shop for quilt-related items?
My favorite nearby place is Joann's in Burlington, Mass. I also love Peaceful Quilters in Middleborough, Mass, and Keepsake Quilting in New Hampshire. I am a Nancy's Notions addict and often order from the catalog.
That makes two of us. I'm pretty much a Nancy's Notions addict myself. It must run in the family. Have you ever had a sewing disaster?
Not that I can remember. However, the first quilt that I made was a twin-sized whole cloth bedspread with channel quilting. I finished it. It came out well, and I'm still using it in my guest bedroom. But I absolutely hated having to fold it in my lap and keep standing up to push it through the machine. I swore I would never do it again. As luck would have it, I learned that I could quilt in sections. Then I made a bed-sized crazy quilt and jewel-tone fabrics that I did quilt in sections, and it came out very nicely. I even made matching line draperies to go with it. I'm very proud of that accomplishment.
That's a beautiful bed set that she made, too. Maybe you could take a photo of it and send it to us, and we can put it on the blog. Is there a technique you would like to try but you haven't, and what's stopping you from trying it?
I would like to learn to do free motion quilting really well. After I have pieced my quilt tops, I'm afraid to try it because I don't want to ruin my quilt. I also have a John Flynn multi-frame system for no-based free motion quilting. I need to dedicate some time to learn and practice these techniques so I will be able to use them.
That makes two of us. I need to learn and practice those too. What are you currently working on?
I am working on two projects. The first is a miniature red, white, and blue log cabin star wall hanging. It has a large red star in the middle. I saw it on Georgia Bonesteel's lap quilting show. The second is a heartwarming quilt that I am making in blues and yellows. The individual squares are 11 inches and contain a large heart in the middle and small hearts in the corners. The hearts are made using the log cabin method. I saw this done on Sewing with Nancy on QNN TV. I am making the quilt 45 inches by 60 inches for a comfort quilt donation for my Quilters Connection Quilt Guild.
That sounds good. I hope you'll share a picture of that with us, too. Are there certain people in your life or in the industry whom you admire and are influenced by?
You, Sandy, have directly influenced me. I saw you quilt and decided I wanted to learn to do it also. I'm amazed at your skills, your energy, and determination to succeed. You have a lot of original ideas, and I love what you produce. I, on the other hand, am more likely to see something on a quilt show on TV, in a magazine or book, or at a live quilt show that I want to copy. My only original pieces have been landscape quilts, and I do really like doing them. I have watched many quilting and sewing shows on TV. Some of my favorites have been Alex Anderson's Simply Quilts, Fawns and Porter's Love of Quilting, Sewing with Nancy, Martha Pollan's Sewing Room, Sue Hausman's America Quilts Creatively, and Georgia Bonesteel's Lap Quilting. I have made many wall hangings from watching these shows. Sometimes the quilts I have seen have just been hanging in the background and are not being taught. I have sketched them in my notebook and have made them.
That's great, and thank you, Mom. That's very sweet for saying that. I admire your work as well. And what advice, lastly, can you offer a beginning quilter or any quilter at all?
The best advice I have to offer is don't give up just because you have to rip something out. Back in the 1970s, when I was really getting into sewing, I read this advice in the newspaper. It was written by a $10,000 winner in a singing sewing contest. The winner said that she never made anything that she didn't have to rip out something on it and do it over again. I figured if it was good enough for her, it was good enough for me.
I agree. That's really great advice to live by. And thank you, Judy, for being on our show today. Judy's here as a special request is from some of the ladies over at the Big Tent under the podcast subgroup, Quilt Cabana Corner. Wanted to hear more from my mom, so we're awfully glad to have her here today. And that about does it for this episode of Quilt Cabana Corner. Thanks so much for joining us, and we will see you in September. Have a wonderful summer. Bye-bye, everyone.